The Holiday Parks Uncover podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and any and all views expressed by the hosts or guests, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omission of misleading or defamatory statements, should be taken as such.
We are
Holiday
Parks.
Hello and welcome to Holiday Parks Uncovered, the podcast.
Your destination for all horror stories related to holiday parks.
We are your hosts, Punk.
And Jude.
We're joined today by someone who wishes to be referred to as Duncan. Duncan, please tell us your story.
So my story relates to Felland Holiday Park in Hale, which is owned by Pure Leisure Group. Well, I'm sure you've heard of them. So basically, we were sold a van 6 years ago. It's a nice park. We wanted to own there. And when we bought the van, when we were sold the van, we were not told about any age restriction, etc., on the van. And we weren't presented with anything that said this in the contract, which obviously we've now come to learn is sort of an industry standard thing that they do. So unfortunately, I became very sick with a terminal illness. So I had to sell the van back to the site. And when we did that, we were told that they wouldn't buy it back because it's 15 years old and they don't do that. So obviously we were pretty shocked at that. And when I said to them, why did you not tell us that when we purchased it only 6 years ago? They said it's just an industry thing that vans over 10 years old, they can't keep on site. They don't buy back. So I did some research on this, and this is not true at all. That's not a legal thing that exists. It was really, really disappointed with this. I mean, the van cost us 26 grand. And I tried explaining to the sales team, and I even emailed the CEO, but he ignored me, saying, you know, if you've been transparent about this up front, we never would have bought the unit. We would have looked for something newer. Anyway, because of my health and because I just didn't have, you know, funds, I had to sell the unit back to them. They made me feel like I wasn't going to be able to sell it because of the age. And they were very against people coming on site to look at it also. So we ended up selling it back to them, and they would only give me £4,000 for it. And then on top of that, they made me pay £2,000 as a disconnection fee. So when you added up everything, we actually lost the full, basically, 26,000. I mean, if you want to be really specific about it, it was 24,000. But obviously there was, you know, site fees, etc. during that time. And I just don't understand how Pure Leisure could do this. And I know they're featured on your site and they've done it to other people, but, you know, they're misrepresented to us. And then they lied, telling us that it was you know, the law that said that they couldn't have vans on site that were over 10 years old. Why couldn't they just be up front, you know? I've got enough to deal with in my life, as other people do. You just don't expect this. So, yeah, that's where I am today. And emotionally, it made me very, very, you know, angry when the truth came out. And it's a little bit frustrating because it's such, on the face of it, an innocent, sweet thing, you know, with the branding, a lovely holiday by the sea or, you know, in the countryside, wherever you get your unit. And then it's just turned into a place where, you know, criminals and like the new generation of secondhand car salesmen operate is just ridiculous. And people were living on site full time, which, you know, they're not supposed to, but they were. And I know your Pure Leisure group are well known for this, and other people in the industry are. But yeah, so that's my story. I mean, it's not as incredible as some, but I'll never make that money back with the time I've got left. And yeah, it's just where I am today. I'm just 20+ K down, and I guess I'm just a number to them. Yeah.
Another holiday park uncovered.
Absolutely. Well, Jude, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening, listener, and join us on the next episode, won't you?
The Holiday Parks Uncovered podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical, legal, or financial advice.